You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hello, Bengals fans. I am Matt Minnick, and this is Coach Speak. But is it really, or is it GM Speak? Because that's what we're talking about today. Look, the Bengals get into Indianapolis. They arrive in town, and there's media availability like there is for everybody else. And obviously, the burning question. Hey, T. Higgins, you tagged him. Are you trading him? What are you doing with him? And I think we're taking a lot of leaps with what was actually said, right? It was pure and utter coach speak. In particular, it was pure and utter GM speak coming out of Duke Tobin. Like, he didn't say anything. What did he say? He said... Well, he said we tagged him because we want him with us long term, right? Well, that's something. Like, in the positive column, in the hey, we want to keep T column, all right? He also said that, you know, there are scenarios and you can't predict the future, right? Now, I agree that's not quite as open and shut as last year's. We're not in the business of making other teams better and go find your own comments that were made, but it's like they're still saying we want to keep him, we're not trying to trade him, right? They're not saying you know, we're looking for a deal. They're not saying we're actively pursuing. Like, you can't do that. Like, it's a contract negotiation. You can't say anything that's going to give them any sort of fuel or any sort of argument that they can make one way or another. Like, that's how negotiations work. Like, from a legal standpoint, like you can't just say something where they can bring it back and throw it into there. So, again, he didn't say anything, you know, and if he just says we're keeping him, well, that puts, if he said what he said last year, okay, we're not making other teams better. You know, he did say we're not, or I think Zach actually said, you know, that's not somebody who just like walk out of the building. But if he comes out and says, you know, go get your own, like, now that's really putting it on them in terms of the negotiation. Where they're like, well, you know, hey, okay, you want to keep us here, give us $30 million a year or something like that. You know, like, you still have to maintain that negotiating position. So, I think if we really examine it, he didn't say much of anything. And I think that trying to prove that means that they are going to do a long-term deal, or that means that they're going to trade him, or they're interested in trading him, like, you can't say anything because he didn't say anything. We're making leaps. We're going with our pre-existing bias, and it's a self-fulfilling prophecy that's going on right now. So that's my take on it. One more thing he said that is telling about the entire thing was that he's not on a contract. He's not. He's on the franchise tag. He has not signed it. He'll have till like the summer to sign it. I don't know what the date is, but it's a long time from now. They are still working on negotiations. Negotiations could go sour. It could, you know, make sense that they're not gonna go with him. It could be a situation where they bring in a couple free agents and now they can't afford him. Like that could be the scenario too. You know, it could be that they're trying to sign him right now, but if they get XYZ player in free agency, not even talking about wide receivers, just talking about guys that cost a lot of money. But, you know, if they're able to lock down some guys for contracts they like and allocate that money in other ways, then maybe they are open to a trade. Like, again, there's all kinds of scenarios. It could be that, he threatens to sit out, right? That he's, you know, things get negative there, right? That stuff happens. People get crazy with money, all right? I love the guy. You love the guy. Stuff gets crazy with money, right? And sports, for that matter. So there are scenarios. There are things that can happen. It doesn't mean one thing or another is happening. And the assumption, this is black and white, this is completely different than last year. Well, it's a different situation than last year. He can't say what he said last year. We want a long term. Like, that was the truth of it. Right? Now, will the money work out for that? Well, that's a completely different story. You know, there have been lots of guys that they've wanted long term. But the money doesn't always work out. Okay? But this is a better football team with T. As they said, they are a better football team with T. They are still trying to compete for a Super Bowl this year. The roster is not bad. I don't know where that came from. It's better than it was when they went to the Super Bowl. It's, you know, what are they missing? Bates? Like, that's about it. Like, they're young on defense. Like, that's about what it is. Like, they gotta develop a little bit on defense. But, like, this is a roster that should be able to compete. And they're gonna do what they have to do to put them in the best position to compete. And it is going to take a lot to say we need, to say that letting T. Higgins go is the best thing for this team. People talk about that $21 million, right? Why aren't we talking about the other $50 million they have? They've got a bunch of money already, okay? So go out in free agency and spend that $50 million, and then tell me what you're going to do with the next $21 million. I'm not saying, like, you're not going to spend that money. I'm not saying it wouldn't be useful. I'm just saying having money to have money isn't worth it. My weird tweet, you know, a take on a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush, you know, is a tea in the hand is worth $21 million in the bank. Okay, that really bugs me when we're just trying to get rid of players. Like, there's so many takes where it's like, trade him, get assets. All right, assets are worthless. Money's worthless, right? Like, money doesn't mean anything. Draft picks don't mean anything. What are you going to do with them? What's the plan? Give me a real plan. I'm open to it, but give me a real freaking plan. Tell me exactly what you're going to do. Well, we're going to trade, you know, I mean, because a lot of things are trade T and then draft a receiver. Well, now you're getting worse because that guy's not going to be as good as T. Maybe in the long term, you're better because of the money and, you know, getting a younger guy and maybe develops, maybe he is better than T. He's not going to be better than T this year. Nope. No way. So, yeah. So, I mean, like, tell me what the plan is. Like, that's my whole thing. We used to be here all the time. Cut Adeniji. Cut this guy. Cut Prince. Okay, they're starting because they don't have anybody better. let's get rid of this guy stuff doesn't make any sense unless there's a counter move. Okay, addition by subtraction, it's a personality thing, right? Addition by subtraction is when you get rid of somebody who is having a negative impact overall on your team. Who's an a-hole? Let's put it that way. That's addition by subtraction. Addition by subtraction isn't, I don't like this guy, let's get rid of him. Okay? No, there has to be addition to add, to improve. Hakeem takes so much heat playing guard, for example, and it's just like, all right, well, It wasn't that he was just the only one that had a chance of playing guard. You know what I mean? Like, they were just desperate. They didn't have anybody else. And he was a guy who they thought had a little bit of versatility. It wasn't that they thought he was going to be this great guard. Like, anyway, I'm completely off a different tangent, all right? The idea is, don't just give up. Don't sell off good players without some kind of plan. Like, you gotta have a plan. You gotta have an idea. There's gotta be a reason for you to do this stuff. If not, you just screw around. I'm tiring myself out with this argument. But anyway, I am Emenick. This is Coach Speak. Lots of lots of stuff coming up with the combine. I have a ton of content coming out for the combine. Looking at position by position, not quarterbacks, because I mean, honestly, it's pointless. As a Bengals fan to look at quarterbacks. But any other position, what might be the Bengals' needs? Who are some players that might be in the cards for them? Who are some players to watch at the combine? All that stuff coming to a Cincy jungle near you. I am Emenick Boudet.
Claude 3 from Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. With models at every point of the price-performance curve, you no longer have to make trade-offs between intelligence, speed, and cost. Claude 3 Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skill and speed. And Haiku is the fastest and lowest-cost model on the market, perfectly designed for high-volume, high-speed use cases. Join the thousands of enterprises who use Anthropic to navigate this new frontier. Visit anthropic.com/Claude, C-L-A-U-D-E, today. Jumpstart your genius with Claude 3 by Anthropic.